And Jesus wants you to know your purpose in life. Though we are, as someone has described it, relentlessly busy in the midst of prosperity, as Christians, we are relentlessly busy in the midst of God's blessings, getting out His word. See, God has in mind for us as His disciples to join Him. Not to join Him as one who is frustrated in busyness, but who shares in His compassion and love for the world around us.
The following is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona, reaching out with Rock Solid Hope in Rim Country, February 4th, 2018. Today's text is taken from Mark 1, verses 29 to 39.
What's a weekend? That's what Violet the Countess in the popular TV series Downton Abbey asks when someone tells her about a weekend. I haven't actually watched much of the series at all, but you can imagine it takes place at a time very different from ours, a time when your social status stood out as someone who could take and afford time for leisure. How are things today, though? When you ask someone, how are things going, the typical response you'll probably get is busy. And it's no longer a mark of high social status to be full of downtime, but rather to be occupied, right? And you'll probably find that when you get Christmas cards or see the social media posts, someone will be saying just how busy they were this past year or how busy they were this past week. Life gets that way. With our obligations, our work, our family, many things keep a lot of us quite busy. It's necessary sometimes, right? Of course, so is downtime necessary. So how does a disciple of Jesus balance the two? We see the answer as we look at the word of our God in Mark chapter 1, and we see how Jesus keeps his focus on his great purpose. See, Jesus had been teaching in the area of Capernaum, and he just spent the morning at the synagogue teaching the people and preaching and then also healing. And now finally, after all that, Jesus gets to head towards Peter's home, and he's going to enjoy some supper. But you can imagine he's pretty busy because he doesn't even get a chance to grab a bite to eat before already they're telling him something. Jesus, Peter's mother-in-law, is sick. Luke tells him it's with a high fever. So Jesus goes to her, helps her up by the hand, and immediately she's healed. And she even is so healed so much that she even begins to serve them. And Jesus perhaps then gets a bite to eat. You know, Jesus could have just healed her, but he chose to show that it was through his person and through his authority that he had the power to do that, just as he had done earlier in the day with driving out demons. He wanted people to know just who he was as he spoke the word of God. This was God's Son come in power to help his people. But he was also true man. And as true man, you can imagine he grew tired with the busyness of a long day. But Jesus didn't get much time, it appears, to enjoy his meal. As Mark records for us, after dark, the whole town came to the house where he was staying. Mark can't really describe it in any other way. There's so many people that want Jesus' attention and his time that they're crowding around the house. You can probably imagine what that was like. Just imagine, for example, if you heard there was a cure-all at Walmart that was being given away for free and it was being dispensed by a single pharmacist, just what the line would probably look like. There's Jesus, after hours, after a day of teaching, after dark, and he gives his time to these people. Talk about busy. Well, how do you respond to the busyness in your life? When you look at the obligations, you look at the things that are coming your way, certainly, like Jesus, we do respond with those close to us, right? After all, it would have been ridiculous for Jesus to say to Peter, "Peter, your mother-in-law can wait. Let's sit down and eat first." To put off busyness with those that we love is unheard of, right? We certainly will spend time with our family. If your child is sick, you'll hold them. You'll spend time if your mother or father are ill, you'll want to do what you can to help. That sort of busyness we can accept. But what about the busyness that comes from the many people that maybe aren't close friends and family. Jesus, it would seem, had every right to say to the crowds, "It's after dark. It's time for them, Peter, just send them home. Had a long day." How do you respond when you've had a long day and someone is demanding your time and your attention? How much patience and time do you put forward? Especially when it has nothing to do with your own situation or circumstance or your own concerns. Could you imagine a doctor spending after hours for someone not their patient? Could you imagine someone who is a social worker clocking in after hours for someone who is not a part of their case study? Or maybe a construction worker working on someone else's construction site after hours? You know, when we run out of time, run out of patience, and many people demand our attention, we get short even just when someone cuts in front of us in the checkout line. How much more don't we get tired of patience when everyone is demanding our attention? See, when we get busy, we begin to become selfish with our time. We begin to shut out the need of others, and we fail, quite often, fail to show the love that we ought to when we feel burnt out and tired. But more than that, there's another danger when we become busy. What happens, after all, when you've spent a long day at work and now you finally made it home and you're just worn out? Do you then open up the scriptures? Or do you plop in front of the TV, turn it on, and just find time for leisure until it's time to hit the hay? Jesus could have done this. He could have grabbed some wine and said, "Peter, dismiss the crowds. Let's just chill for the rest of the night." He had every right to, but he would have been missing out on showing love to others. And we miss out on spending our time when others need us. And after all, when you've had family visiting and it's been a rough, long weekend, what sometimes happens to the desire to gather with God's people, to gather around his word? Maybe sometimes you're tempted to, instead of gathering with God's people and gathering with your Father and with Jesus and his word, to maybe go to St. Mattress with Pastor Pillow. Look what Jesus does. It's remarkable. After a busy time of preaching and teaching, after late night hours working with the crowds of people that are around the house, what does it say he does? He gets up before sunlight, before daylight, while it's still dark, Mark says. Why? So he can find time in solitary place to find time for prayer and meditation on the Word of God. If Jesus can stop his important schedule and his important work for this, how can any of us say that what we are doing is so important that we cannot stop or find time for this as well? See what happens when busyness comes our way. We have difficulty balancing, and we have difficulty finding what we should be doing with our time and manage it as we ought. We stop showing love to those around us who need it, and we stop showing love to our Father with word and meditation and prayer. Why? Because we begin to lose sight of our focus as disciples of Jesus. How does Jesus respond when his life is so full as busyness? He is, after all, true man, and according to his human nature, he grew tired just like we do. Jesus, in love and great compassion, made time for the crowds, even after hours. Jesus, with unfailing dedication and love for his Father, made time available, even when he was busy, to find time for prayer and meditation. This is what our God is, our perfect and holy God. He does what we could not. And there is Jesus stepping in our place, coming to a world that is so busy it is not even making time for God and each other. Jesus comes and makes time for the whole world and makes time to the point where he can't even find his own time. That's the kind of God that we have, the God who makes us his priority. Why does Jesus do this? Because he knew his great purpose. He had not come to be served, but to serve. And Jesus lived that life that you and I could not live, in perfect dedication to others who were demanding of his time. and live that life in perfect dedication to the Father, even when his time had great demands. He did that for us. And when the world simply wanted to rid itself of God and hung him on the cross, Jesus gave what we needed by serving by giving his own life. And Jesus, who died on the cross, gave that innocent life for us, now tells us that in him we have what we could never attain, that is, rest. Can you picture it? The busyness of life that you get preoccupied with right now. We lose sight of our purpose, but Jesus never lost sight of his purpose, so he could bring us his rest. And someday we'll be there with our Jesus who died for us and now is alive again, and we'll be standing there and we'll be saying, "What's a weekend?" After we've spent tens of thousands of years in the peace and rest that Jesus won for us, because he gave his life in busyness. He gave his life as he gave it away, because he knew his purpose, his love and compassion for us. Jesus wanted his disciples to recognize their purpose. You know, he didn't get too long of a break. After he had gone to that solitary place, they had to look for him because the crowds were looking for him once again. Jesus was busy. But he kept the focus as he wanted his disciples to see, let's go somewhere else. Because yes, we could stay a little bit busy here, but we're going to be busy as we keep on going. And we keep on sharing this message. He said, I must go somewhere else so I can preach there too. His great purpose was not just for caring for the needs of Capernaum or just their physical needs. His great purpose was caring for the needs of everyone and rescuing them from the pain of sin and rescuing them by giving them his peace and rest. And so he wanted his disciples to know, our job now is to go and share this message. Whatever time it will take, let's go and let's continue. And Jesus wants you to know your purpose in life, though we are, as someone has described it, relentlessly busy in the midst of prosperity. As Christians, we are relentlessly busy in the midst of God's blessings, getting out his word. See, God has in mind for us as his disciples to join him. Not to join him as one who is frustrated in busyness, but who shares in his compassion and love for the world around us. To share in his being occupied with our time of sharing the message of his peace and his rest. You know, there's a comedian, Jim Gaffigan, who really captured the concept of busy pretty well. He described it as he relates his situation having five young kids in his two-bedroom apartment. He had a pretty big turn of events in his life that led him to be a pretty busy man. And he described it like this, saying, what's it like to have five young kids? Well, picture that you're drowning. And then someone hands you a baby. Busy, right? And not only are parents busy, but we're busy with our relationships, busy with our work, busy with our health. But let's not lose sight, lose focus of our great purpose. Our great purpose in Christ, which is to love those around us. And even when we're stretched for time, to love them and to share with them the news that we have. And to love our God as we find rest in his word. And share the rest and peace we have in Jesus. Amen.